The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. Phone lines are waiting for you at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, I've been waiting for someone, one of our heroes in our audience, to start things today, and they have. But not by phone, online. George in Lancaster just moments ago went to thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Bible League tab, and gave a very nice gift. Now, here's what I want you to know. George, I assume it's the same George, because George in Lancaster yesterday called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. George called and made a nice pledge by phone. And today, George went online to thewordcolumbus.com and gave a pledge there. And I just have a feeling that he heard me asking for someone to start the giving today. And he just wanted to do that, even though he'd already given yesterday. I just sense in my spirit that, bless his heart, George heard me pleading because no one was calling or going online today. We had such a great outpouring of gifts yesterday. And that's why I'm not complaining. I'm not. But I love this audience. So, folks, George has started it today. He gave yesterday, but he has started the giving today. All right, now who's going to join him? Maybe there are others who gave yesterday, and you want to give again. Let me give you the phone number, then I'm going to move on. 800-YES-WORD. And George, God bless you and your entire family there in Lancaster. God bless you. 800-YES-WORD. You have no idea how that encourages me. And I, George, if you're listening, I believe your gift, I mean, you gave yesterday, and now you're giving today, that's sacrifice. I believe that your gift is going to encourage other people to give. So, folks, George has started it. 800-YES-WORD. Now, could we have five people before the top of the hour? We had a whole lot more than five yesterday. But today, could we have five people between now and 5 o'clock? The amount, that's between you and God. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Or you can go online, as George did, thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and give online. Just click on the Bible League banner there at thewordcolumbus.com. It has started today. Let's keep it up. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Now I'm not asking who will be first. Now I'm asking who will be next. 800-YES-WORD. CNN featured a scathing editorial a couple of days ago about contemporary Christian music stars calling them cop-outs. That interesting? A secular news organization, CNN, in an editorial, has blasted contemporary Christian music artists, calling them cop-outs. Why? Because they won't talk about sin? No. Because their music is not filled with the gospel? Nah. They don't talk enough about heaven? Nah. Their drummers are bad. No, because they won't condemn Trump. No, I'm not making this up. The headline from CNN was, and I'm quoting, "Why Christian music's biggest stars refuse to change their tune for the Trump era." Folks, if there's anybody at CNN that's listening, and I doubt very seriously that they are, that's not what God called them to do. They are ministers of music. In this editorial, quote, again, this is from CNN. "These CCM stars pack megachurches, amass big social media followings, and command some of the biggest platforms in the evangelical world." And then it names names, and I'm not going to get into that. But it says, CNN says, what's most striking about these artists? Well, think about this. They're talking about Christian artists who are singing about Jesus, proclaiming the gospel. According to CNN, what's most striking about these artists? Now, what would you think? Their testimony for Christ? No. What's most striking about these artists, though, is not what they sing. It's what they leave out of their songs. What? CNN actually wants contemporary Christian music artists to sing songs condemning Trump. Do they not have any understanding whatsoever of what Christian music is all about? And then here's the subtitle. Christians or cop-outs? I continue. "The America these artists love to evoke in their songs is stuck in what one columnist called a hideous loop of hate. White supremacists march in public chanting, 'Jews will not replace us.' A man guns down Latino shoppers in an El Paso Walmart. School shootings now seem almost as frequent as proms. The president demonizes immigrants and tweets racist insults. These issues aren't just political, they're moral. Yet little of these ugly realities make their way into CCM, which is now dominated by upbeat praise and worship music." You idiots! Of course it's praise and worship music. That's what they do. And these music artists that are giving hope in Christ, that are talking about people coming to Jesus and worshiping God? Let me read this quote again. "The America these artists love to evoke in their songs is stuck in what one columnist called a hideous loop of hate." Because they're not singing songs that condemn Donald Trump. I don't have words for the idiocy of the writer of this CNN editorial. I hope and pray that the Christian artists keep politics out of their music, and I hope they keep proclaiming hope through Christ. And I hope they don't bow to the pressure from the whack job loony leftists at CNN. My goodness. All right, we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I hesitate to report this next story because I am going to criticize someone that I have enormous respect for and someone I consider to be a friend. But I'm just kind of sick at my stomach over this. But before I get into that story, I hope you understand what I'm about to say. I just pulled up the call center again from the Bible League, and I show not one single call from today. To be really honest, I know this audience. I know you folks. I'm finding that hard to believe, and I'm wondering if we have a problem. And I'm being absolutely serious. Now, we had a commitment online. George in Lancaster gave at thewordcolumbus.com, but not a single phone call today at 800-YES-WORD. So here's my question. To those of you listening, if you have called today, 800-YES-WORD, if you have called and you've not heard me mention your name, and I haven't because I don't see a single phone call. I've checked my password and the dates because you have to set the parameters of the dates and so forth, and I've checked and double-checked. I don't see a single phone call from today. So I'm just asking, if you have called 800-YES-WORD, would you either send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and just tell me you gave. You don't have to even say the amount. Or call Jeff at 877-BOB-LIVE. He'll answer 877-262-5483. And just say, hey, Jeff, I did call and I gave. You don't have to tell him how much. I am honestly wondering if maybe I've got a problem with my connection to the call center. Because this is just so unbelievably unusual. You folks always give. You did yesterday. Tremendously. Almost $8,000. Today, not a single phone call. So help me out. If you have called, and I haven't called your name, and I haven't because I don't see any names, either send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, or call Jeff at our on-air number, 877-BOB-LIVE, and just say, hey, yeah, I did call. That'll tell me we got a problem and we can check on it. But otherwise, I don't know what to do. I'm not disappointed. How can I be disappointed? You gave almost $8,000 yesterday. Just I'm surprised because you folks always give. 800-YES-WORD is the number. And if you haven't called, call. Maybe somebody could call and just make a $10 donation. So I'll see that it shows up just so I know it's working. Okay? I'm just surprised. The number is 800-YES-WORD for Bible League. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. If you've called, let me know because that'll tell me I got a problem that I need to deal with. Maybe not. Maybe no one has called. And if so, that's okay. All right. Here's the headline in this story, and I have just dreaded bringing this to your attention. But it's out there. Headline, evangelical leaders come under fire for promoting Paula White's new book. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Paula White. I think she's on the verge of a heretic. She is one of Donald Trump's closest spiritual advisors, and that has always troubled me. If you check her background, it is a very spotty background, a lot of very questionable financial dealings in a church that she pastored, and then she and her husband were co-pastors of this church. There was an enormous amount of controversy, and then they split up, they divorced, and then she married this goofy rock star, and she has clearly taught a word, faith, false gospel through the years. And Donald Trump has surrounded himself with a lot of good people. But this is my personal opinion. I think she's a whack job. Well, she's got a brand new book out, Something Greater, and a whole list of evangelical leaders have endorsed her book. And I honestly don't get it. Franklin Graham, what was he thinking? Now, he has since deleted his tweet recommending the book, but he did issue a tweet, and it caused a lot of controversy. A whole lot of people said, Franklin, what are you doing? And he has since deleted his tweet. Jack Graham, pastor, Prestonwood Baptist Church down in Plano, Texas. I have enormous respect for Jack Graham. What was he thinking? He tweeted, my good friend Paula White has written a new book which releases tomorrow. It is powerful. I highly recommend it. And then the one that just kicks me in the stomach. My good friend and often guest on this program, Robert Jeffress, pastor of First Baptist Dallas. Dr. Jeffress knows better. He highly recommends, in a tweet, he highly recommends, he says, he highly recommends it. Jerry Falwell, Jr., president of Liberty University, that doesn't surprise me at all. Greg Laurie, pastor of Harvest Fellowship in Riverside, he has highly recommended it. Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition has recommended it. But the one that just, Robert Jeffress, First Baptist, and I'm going to write Dr. Jeffress because we're not best buddies, but I do honestly consider him a good friend. Does this mean I'll never have him on the program and I no longer respect him? No. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Trust me, you're listening to the number one mistake maker of all time, me. But this is a mistake. The evangelical world must display discernment. Recommending Paula White's book is not, in my opinion, what an LTD would do. And I am saddened. All right, I got that out of the way. We'll return.
This is AM 880 WR.